Welcome to Munchkin Land, a game that celebrates the card game Munchkin from Steve Jackson Games. It's another week. It's time for another game. This time, we're playing with the big booty.
The whole booty.
We are playing Munchkin Booty with Jump the Shark and Fish and Chips, whatever it's called, Fish and Chips.
And the promo card that I got at Gen Con last year.
And the promo card that you got at Gen Con last year. The promo card is what, a 9?
A level 9 monster named Shortbeard. If it happens to show up, we'll read the rest of it.
Okay, cool. So there is only one rule, addendum, when you play Jump the Shark. And that is, do ye get an extra level? You will notice that each of the four main branches of the U.S. Armed Forces has a bonus against one monster. We ain't forgetting the other branches. If ye are a member of or a former member of any of the other uniformed services, such as the Coast Guard, or in their reserves, ye start the game with an extra level and our thanks. If ye be pirates from another land, we encourage ye to house rules the cards to honor your own servicemen. That's a little interesting, eh, Rodrigo?
Yeah.
How do we deal with you?
I think I get an extra level.
Why?
Because technically I'm in the Mexican army.
What?
I would say that would actually be house ruled as you get the bonus on the army monster.
Army monster?
Yeah, because there's a monster that gives a bonus to the U.S. Army. Cool.
So fill everybody in on this, Rodrigo.
If you are male and Mexican, you have to, when you turn 18, you have to go in and do military service, and you technically get signed up for the army. I've got a little certificate that says I'm a soldier. I did it in the United States, so I had to do very little for it, because I was already living here, but that's that story.
Interesting.
So yes, technically a soldier.
Whoa.
But only in the most technical of ways.
Did you have to fire again? Or did you just do a lot of marching around?
Technically, if you're in Mexico, you do a lot of marching. You do like assembling and cleaning guns, and probably do get to shoot them every once in a while. I just had to go to the consulate a couple times and talk to people.
Okay. Well, good. We'll allow you to count your bonus. So we're doing the roll-off here to see who gets the counters. And Rodrigo gets the booty counter.
So I get to start at level 2
anyway.
You get
to start at level 2 anyway.
Steal my 6.
Sorry. Sorry. Do you have your Zack Sack with you this week?
Maybe. Well.
Question.
So do I have the good sack?
Aren't I glad I gave everybody time to sit down and get ready to go? And
yeah.
Then suddenly realize we weren't ready for anything. So that's a pretty big deck, Rob.
Yeah.
Have you played
bigger?
Yes. How many times have you played the whole booty here?
The whole booty?
Yes. I don't know that I've ever specifically played the whole booty.
Okay.
I'm pretty certain that's mostly been mixed with other stuff.
Well, mixed booty.
Yeah. Booty goes good with anything.
Amen.
Podcast at majorspoilers.com.
On your complaints.
Or your praise.
Hey, Booty and Zombies. It's a good game. Booty and... is there a dancing munchkin yet?
A dancing munchkin?
That'd be awesome.
Oh, that would
be... A dance theme munchkin?
Dance Revolution munchkin.
Munch Revolution?
Munch Revolution. All right. I didn't start off too bad here. I am Dutch. I also have a fire ship with a +2 bonus. This counts as a fire/flame attack. And attached to that, I have a figurehead, which gives me 2 extra hands. Then I'm also then I've also got, a cuirass for my armor. And I'm doing all right. What about you, Rob?
I'm doing pretty darn spiffy.
Wow, that's like all your cards.
I know. I'm a Spanish pirate.
Uh-huh.
Don't look at me.
I have a Cutlass Supreme, which is a one-hand weapon with a +4 bonus, a wooden leg, which I'm using as a one-hand weapon with a +3 bonus, and I'm cheating to use Le Rapier because it's only usable by the French.
Ah, okay.
And it's a +4 bonus.
All right. But you're Spanish and you're using a rapier?
Yes. I'm cheating.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, cheat card. I'm sorry. I wasn't paying attention. I was looking to see if I could take anything away from you right off the start.
Oh, right, right. Because that's necessary.
Of course it is. Zach, you still have a lot of cards in your hands.
I do. I have two cards in play at the moment. I am British, and I have booty boots, which is fit gear and gives me a +2 bonus. And it allows me to pay 100 less gold when buying a level.
Wow.
Yeah.
Here you go. Here's a curse for you.
What the crap? Lose your foot gear. Bloody hell. Well, I'm just British with no shoes.
It's so cold in the winter time.
Please, sir, can I have another pair of boots?
Let's see.
All right, Rodrigo, what do you got?
I've got 3 years of dirt. So it's armor. It's a +1 bonus. I can use it under other armor. If I lose armor, only the other armor goes away. The dirt stays. And I a +2 cut lad. As opposed to a cutlass. Usable by males only. And yes, that's it. Oh, also I got Davy Jones knocker.
Cool. Hey, I'm just going to read. We mentioned a moment ago about the armed forces. I've got a card in my hand. I won't tell you what it is, but it has a... Here's what it is if you're at the armed forces. It says a -4 against real life serving Navy, former Navy, or Navy Reserve. So... Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool. Very cool indeed. All right, who's going first? Rodrigo, since he rolled high?
No, who won last time?
Me.
Oh.
Me. I won.
So I go first anyway.
Yes. Yep. Settle down there,
whoa,
Zach.
Hey-o. You're welcome, Rodrigo.
Win number 3, was it?
I don't know. Something like that.
Who keeps track?
Rob.
Right.
Shut up.
How many times have I won?
A lot.
Yeah, it's probably split between you
guys. Yeah.
I think Zach and I have won about the same number of times.
Probably.
Yeah, you're right. Who keeps track?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to kick down the door. There's a door, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Hiya. Pirate. I am now a pirate.
Gar.
It's a Ludar. Once per turn, on your own turn, before kicking down a door, ye may trade a single level for one phase down treasure. Instead of looting the room, you may take either the top treasure or the top treasure discard.
Ooh. Well, that's spiffy.
Yeah. I'm going to take the top treasure. I'm going to loot the room and just take the top treasure.
I'm a level 1.
Carry around a swishy swashy hat.
He's only got 5 cards in hand right now, it looks like.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter.
And I will... And my turn.
Okay, I will kick open the door, pow, to find a level 8 perfectly good blue shark.
Ooh.
Shark. -4 against French. This is a shark. It is the
horde monster.
The horde monster in this set. So if you've got other sharks, throw them in.
Or not, because you're probably losing to this anyways, aren't you?
8. Let's see. 1. 6. Yeah, I'm losing by 2.
What's the bad stuff?
Bad stuff. It takes a perfectly good bite out of ye. Lose a level, so I don't lose anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I will attempt to run away.
I'll help you for half the treasure.
Sure, I can do that. 3, 2, 1. Boom. First treasure is a +3 bonus used by pirate only. It's a hat. Traditional pirate hat. Bonus number 2 is a +4 hobnail boots. It's a foot gear. I'll give you the hat.
Spivvy.
I will take the boots. My turn is done.
Awesome. I got me a brand new hat.
Yar.
Gar. And time to kick down the door. Level 5 walrus. +3 against British. I'm beating it by 10.
Wow.
I'll help you for 1 treasure.
Fantastic.
What's the bad stuff?
Ye are crushed beneath a mound of barnacle-encrusted blubber. Lose a level.
You know, Kevin Smith's making a movie about Tusk.
Yeah.
About it's pretty trippy.
Seems pretty weird.
Figured it out, or if you haven't heard about it. It's about a guy who loves a walrus so much that he sends out for like a rent out part of his apartment or his house, clubs the guy and stuffs him into a walrus suit and makes the guy pretend that he's a walrus.
Wow.
Yeah. It's pretty horrifying. And it gets really strange really quick.
Yeah. Like at the premise?
This is, and it's based on a story that he read about a guy who said he missed this walrus that he loved all his life. And that's how he spun it up into this movie, Tusk.
Well, I'm going to kill Paul here. It's the walrus's name.
Right.
It's got an attack.
Like, you, Paul. You got really attached really quick to that walrus, Rob.
I did. Hello. My name is Paul.
That's nice.
Arf. You know, Paul is the walrus. Yeah. Kachu.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
They don't get it.
Did it?
No.
I get it. It's the Beatles.
Yeah.
He better get it. He's British. Hey.
You're a disgrace to the crown, Zach.
Yes. I've actually been told that in my real life.
And a shark cage.
What? Holy crap.
Someone shuffled the deck.
I'm so going to get screwed over by something.
Man, if only.
Go.
Okay. Kicketh the door. Level 2, sardine. Not a gourmet item. Plus 5 against fresh. Haha. French. Well, this is awkward.
I'll help you for the treasure.
Level 2, Zach?
I'm level 1 with nothing. You took my boots.
You did take his boots.
You don't have anything in your hand?
Nothing.
I'll help you.
Oh, man.
Just the one treasure.
Bad stuff. If he failed to run away, you may discard all your big items except ships. Sure. Yeah. Let's do that, Rob.
Why don't you just run away?
Just try to run away.
Because I don't get a level.
Oh, you want the level?
I want the level.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yay.
He's going to take your treasure.
If I get a level, then I could at least tie a level to a monster next turn.
Zach.
Oh, all right. Dead.
You guys going to mess with us?
No.
Can the sardine.
Wah, wah.
Spanish helmet.
Ha, here he has headgear. See? Yeah. Bam. Now he'll just sell it for things. My turn's done.
Or he could give it to you for being a nice guy.
Except it's usable by Spanish only.
Oh, look at that.
Otherwise, I probably would.
I should have been there. My bad.
I'm going to play rock, nice chest. Draw 3 more treasure cards. Immediately, they are face down. If you drew this card face down, otherwise, they are face up. And I did draw
Yay,
it first.
Yeah, Phil Foglio.
Is that Foglio?
Yep,
does it look familiar?
Yeah. 1, 2.
It's the alternate artwork card in this set. Or not alternate alternate artist cards.
Yes.
Yes.
Which is the one I could have answered at Gen Con last year.
But you didn't.
Well, they didn't ask that one. They asked about the alternate artist card in Munchkin Foo.
Ah.
Which was apparently either loaded die or reloaded die. This one's a little more recognizable. It's not.
So now I have, on my other hand, aside from my cutlet, I have a belaying pin. Which is a +2. And I got a couple of usable only once items. And then I will kick down the door.
You don't want to trade your level for a treasure?
Could be helpful. But I don't think so. Yeah. Level 9, whale shark.
Ooh.
+2 against British, -3 against females. Bad stuff. Your turn to whale. Discard your hand. Oh, that would be rough. Let's see. It's level 9, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
I'll help you for a treasure.
Okay.
You guys going to mess with us?
No. Like, you don't understand how bad my hand is. Either.
Okay. 3, 2, 1, crunch.
Man.
Ah, level 3. And 3 treasures.
3 treasures.
1, 2, 3. +1 bonus, Muscatini. The Muscatini can be used as a no-hands item if you're also using the Muscatoon or the Musket. Then a +2 bonus, Muskrat Musket. And a +3 bonus, Hook. Cannot be lost to curses or bad stuff. Or stolen, traded, or given away in any way, you can still sell it. Your hook is not lost if you die. It comes back with the R. I'm gonna take...
the way you're loaded up, I doubt you're going to die anytime soon.
Well, I mean, that thing was bigger than me. This is level 9. But I am going to take the hook. And the muskrat musket. And give Rob the muscatini.
Spivvy.
And then... going to sell 1,000, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm
going to sell this stuff. 1, 2, 3, 6, 9, 10. For a level.
So Rodrigo's up to level 4. Zach and...
2.
Rob and I are all at level 2.
No, I'm not even that far behind. I have one card in play.
Done.
All right.
Do you want to play the Zach door? Game instead?
Pow. Maybe. Oh, I get a long ship, a +2 bonus. If you fight the Viking kittens, you cannot kill them for a level. Instead, you immediately get them as an enhancer to the long ship, worth an extra +2, but no gold. Hmm.
The Dutch, the ones that can actually transfer enhancers?
Yep.
Do you want fire flame, or do you want kittens?
Well, you may sacrifice the fire ship and any enhancers for a one-time +8 fire flame attack. You gain no treasure from that fight. You burned it all up. It's the same. Ooh, fire ship must be worth... you know what? So if I trade this out, do I have to discard it?
Yeah.
Or does it just go over here?
You'd have to discard it.
I couldn't sell it for a level?
You could sell it. Like, you could sell it off beforehand.
Okay.
Ships. Normally, no player can have more than one ship. Ships are items and follow normal item rules. Anything that affects an item can affect a ship. Ships carry themselves. A ship is big, but doesn't count against the number of big items. The big designation is to keep it, is to control what traps, curses, and whatnot can affect it. There are also a few items that specifically enhance ships. If a ship gives a bonus or penalty to run away, that replaces any bonus that its owner gets from foot, gear, steeds, etc. If a ship gives you a penalty runaway, you may discard the ship before you roll to flee. And if you have more than one ship, you get all their combat bonuses and the best runaway bonus. You may ignore any penalty from one ship that the other doesn't also give you, because being a munchkin, you're always on the best ship at any particular moment.
Yeah, that's only if you have a cheat or something that allows
you. Yeah, but that's only
to.
If you all right. have...
I'm going to swap this out. I know it gives me a +8 to later, but I want the kittens.
If it happens?
Yes. And I think I'm going to go looking for trouble. Against level 7 undead Barnacle Bill.
Ooh, Barnacle Bill.
+3 against merchants. -4 against real-life serving Navy, former Navy, or Navy reserves. He's a level 7. I am an effective 11.
Anybody have any undead to throw in there?
Nope.
Not that I want to throw in right
All
now.
All right. Barnacle Bill, 3-2, dead. 2 treasures. Wonk. Wonk. Up a level.
Nice.
And I'm going to... Anybody in the Navy? Any Navy people?
Mm-mm. Not yet.
Okay. All right. I'm done for right now.
Okay. I don't think I need an extra treasure right now. So I'll kick down the door. French! I am going to use sand dollars to go up a level. And then I'm going to use my buried treasure pirate ability. Instead of looting the room, I may take either the top treasure or the top treasure discard.
So what did you take? The go up a level again?
The sand
again?
Dollars, yeah.
So you can play that again?
Yep.
Damn it, this is one of those things that...
Now you can only do it once a turn.
Once a turn, but...
And I have to be able to loot the room.
Right.
And I can't use it to win the game.
No, but you can use it very quickly to move up to 9.
Yeah. Well, not very quickly.
Just once per turn.
Once per turn.
Assuming it'd be no quicker than me just kicking the crap out of monsters.
Yeah, that's
which
true
right
too.
Now I'm kicking the crap out of most monsters.
All right. I hate it when Rob does that.
I know.
You can go.
You hate it when Rob's good at things?
Yes, I kick down the door in anger. French! Swazibuckle! I'll be a French, yeah. I want to be British. British are better than the French.
See?
I'm Spanish.
Fine.
I have no idea how a Dutch sounds.
Horgendorgen.
That'd be Swedish, I think. Swedish,
yeah. Oh, yeah, I don't remember.
Any of our Swedish listeners, you can write to Zach at Major Spoilers.
Okay, loot the room.
Yep, that's not loot the room.
How you loot the room, Zach. That's how we loot the room. Gar.
I loot the room. Rob.
What?
Lose your class.
Lose my class? That's a bummer.
Yeah. Lost his pirate? Awesome.
Lost pirate.
Lost his pirate powers.
Ba-bam.
Oh. So that's how you disrupt a... Go up a level... Cheat thingy.
Who's lower than me? No one, obviously, because I'm horrible.
Yep.
It wasn't cheating.
No.
This is cheating.
Yes.
The rapier is cheating.
Right. Okay, now I'm done.
Done?
Yep.
Okay.
You know, the loot the room is really confusing, because loot is treasure. Can we just get that out in the air?
Sure. Sure. 17 episodes in, we can talk about that, yeah.
Over here in, Zach, we're at like episode 54.
You've been playing Munchkin every week for the past year.
Sometimes I remember.
He's had a long holiday off, plus being sick.
Let's see.
But he does this every time anyways.
Yes, he does.
And being really bad at this game. I only do it the first turn, and then I remember.
I'm going to...
Because we ridicule you.
Yeah, I know.
Play Davy Jones Knocker. Play on your turn before you open door. If it's Davy Jones, you lose two levels and must still fight. If it's any other monster, it flees and leaves its treasure, but you don't gain a level and do not loot the room afterward. If it's not a monster, the knocker has no effect. Usable once only. It's going to burn a thing in my pocket if I don't get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
Level 16, Blackbeard.
Hey, right.
Four treasures.
Wow. Four treasures.
Wow.
Nice.
Nice.
So that's all that happens.
Yep. That worked out perfectly.
One, two, three, four. Let's see. I'm going to play... Davy Jones Soccer. I can, like, can I carry a ship enhancer? It's got a gold value.
I think so. I don't see any reason why you wouldn't be able to.
Yeah. It's not big.
It doesn't say anything about not being able to carry any
enhancers.
So.
One, two, three, four, five. That's me turn.
All right, I'm going to kick open the door, pow, against a bloodthirsty plus 10 to monster. Play during combat. If this monster is defeated, draw two extra treasure cards. I will go loot the room. Notice Zach.
Yes, no. Hmm? It's a tall stack. Mental note.
The stack
and
that's closest to you.
I am done.
And is always the one that's closest to you.
Mm-hmm.
Dun, 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 dun. Oh, yeah, we were supposed to mix up positions this time.
Were we?
Anyway, your turn.
I don't like change.
Kick down the door. Merchant ship. Plus one bonus. Any item you sell for levels is worth plus 100 gold pieces, or plus 150 if you be a merchant.
Wow.
Do you have headgear?
No.
I will trade you a pirate hat for your ship enhancer.
What's the bonus on the pirate
plus three.
Hat? Sure.
My merchant ship has a crow's nest.
Ah.
And I'm going to go loot the room. Go ahead.
Okay. I kick open the door. Level 9 hagfish. Plus 5 against males. Ew. Well, that's 14. I'm at 2.
Anyone one treasure.
Wait a minute. It's 14 plus the 5 because you're male?
No, it's 14 total.
And you're at 2?
Yeah.
I'll help. One treasure.
I'll also help you for one treasure.
Steven, counter
offer. I will also help you for two treasures.
That's a heck of a counter.
Heck of a counter.
I like where your head's at. I'm going to go with Rodrigo.
What's your bonus? Yeah, what's your bonus?
I have a plus 14 right now.
So you're beating it by how much?
That two.
Would be two.
Well, the good thing is if you beat it, you can draw two extra treasures. But you got to beat it right now. Plus 10.
I'll counter that. Not so fast, me bucko. Play immediately after any other card is drawn or played. To cancel that card, if a monster is canceled, no new monster is drawn, usable once only.
Okay. So that cancels each other out, so you're back down to 14. And winning.
Good job, Rodrigo. Anything else, anyone?
No.
Anyone? Oh, dead. Level. Discard. One. Two and three. You can pick since you did like all the heavy lifting.
Alright. I'll pick the go up a level card.
Smart move.
He did all the lifting, Zach.
No, I know. I got naval gunnery using during any combat, doubles the bonuses given by all usable only once cards on the side of that combat, except for this card, Yimunshin. And plus one bonus sea legs. Foot gear sea legs, run, legs, run. plus one to run away, maybe used with other foot gear. I will attach sea legs. Ba-ba-ba.
He laughed fastest because he's the one who's actually read those books the most recently.
Yes, I'm sure. Yeah, I do. And
one, a couple days ago.
Four, five, six. Am I still lowest? Oh, okay.
No, you're not the lowest.
No, we got discard still.
Oh, yeah, it's actually pretty even as far as level goes.
Okay.
You got rid of a super munchkin?
Yeah. I don't have any glass.
Yeah, you don't.
Nope. Okay, I'm done.
Done. I'm gonna kick open the door. Yeah. Plus two bonus. Cutter. The cutter gives you a plus two bonus to run away. It's a ship. I now have a cutter ship. Yo ho ho. And then.
Where'd you steal that from? Pirate.
I stole it from the queen. I'm gonna go looking for trouble. Against a level one clam. Plus five against anyone with no class, which I do have a class. I'm a pirate. And I have a plus one to run away from it. And right now I'm at 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. So I'm beating it by 14. Anybody care?
No, I don't think anybody cares.
Okay. Mm-hmm. 3, 2, 1. Clam bake. Chowder? I don't know. Go up a level. Gain a treasure. And then I'm going to quarter reef the capstans to go up a level. Now and we're since we're six. Here, I'll have a boarding party.
Oh no.
And go up another level.
Hey,
Rodrigo's now at level 7.
Wow.
To the rest of our level 3s.
Yeah.
And then my turn.
Okay. I will have to kick open the door and hope that I will get a plus 14 levels. Oh, instead I get a level 10 pufferfish. If you defeat it, instead of killing it, go up a level. Killing it to go up a level, you can keep it as a ship enhancer. To fill your sails with wind, it gives your ship a plus 2 bonus. Yes, he gets its treasures either way.
Whoa.
Okay.
Well, you're beating it.
I am beating it.
That's awesome.
Go, Steven, go.
Anyone want to throw anything on top?
I don't think so.
No.
What's the bad stuff?
Bad stuff blows you away, lose your smaller ship, or lose a level if he has no ship.
Oh. Ooh.
Nah. All right, 3, 2, 1. Now I've got a pufferfish enhancer and 1, 2, 3 treasures.
pretty beefy longship.
Yes, it is. Yeah. I now have a hat, a tricorn hat, for a plus one bonus, and I'm done.
Cool. Door kick. Plus three bonus, usable by males only. Manowar. If a ship enhancer is discarded any time, you may immediately discard its value and other items and grab it. That's a big ship. I'm gonna go looking for trouble. Find a sea cow. It's a level 4. Plus 3 against pirates.
What's the bad stuff?
Utter disaster. Discard every item you have that is worth more than 600 gold pieces. If you have no such items, lose a level.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Which would be just my Cutlass Supreme.
All right.
Actually,
the ship?
Yep, it would also be the ship.
How much are you beating it by?
A lot. 3, 6, 10, 13... 17, 19, 21, 24 to its 4.
24, huh?
Yeah. So, yes, I'm beating it by 20.
Gotcha. Okay.
Two treasures. Put on 3 years of ick. Foot gear.
I need that.
Does it stack and do something cool?
I don't think so.
It would just be awesome.
Yeah.
Just he'd be extra dirty.
Yeah.
He'd be dirty like and smelly now.
Grime beard. Smelliest pirate.
And I'll go ahead and put the muscatini in play.
Muscatini.
But not equip it.
Pew pew. Ping ping.
Ricochet rabbit.
Okay. Done?
Done, skis.
Door's being kicked. Level 2 scurvy dog. Plus 4 against Navy. Hey, I can beat something. By myself.
Yay.
Level 3.
Who has a wandering monster with one there?
Huh?
Oh, what? Horrible. I can screw Zach over?
No. Oh, you certainly could easily screw Zach over.
I'm only beating it by 2.
Oh, really?
O'Reilly. I see that smirk on your face.
Yeah, I'm not
gonna do that. Oh, okay. Anyone else going
to
do anything?
I'm going to save it for Rodrigo, because Rodrigo is actually close
to
winning.
Yeah. Look out, goes wild.
Or save it for me, because he actually hates me a little bit more than he hates you.
Treasure! No!
That's a door, not a little bit.
God dang it!
Oh my god, Zach.
I swear.
God, you're bad at this.
I mean, it's nothing to focus on. His days of just sitting at home goofy.
I don't do it. Yeah, I just work. I got a musket, and it gave me more bonus than... It, like, doubled my power, essentially, because I'm so little.
A musket, you say?
A musket, I say. It's two hands big.
I'll give you a musketini for the loaded die.
No.
It attaches to the musket.
Yeah, no, I don't care.
Okay.
I'm done.
That's a reloaded die.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to...
Yeah.
Everybody's at 4.
I'm going to kick down the door.
Everybody but Rodrigo is at 4.
Yeah.
Ship! Plus 4 bonus, usable by Navy only, ship of the line. And then I'm going to loot the room. By which I mean I'm just going to take the top card of the discards, of the treasure discards.
By which you mean you're going to have another boarding party?
Yep, boarding party!
Because you're a party, because you're a pirate?
Yar.
Man.
And then... Just going to... overshoot it by so much, but I'm gonna sell my ship of the line and my boarding axe for another level and be at level 9.
So the better play would have been to take the go up a level card, sell his items, then play the go up a level card.
Eh. Presumably. I mean, other people could become pirates
as well.
Yeah.
Right.
And getting the less useful weapon in there instead of the go up a level card is probably better, since none of the rest of us have a class right now, so as soon as we become a pirate, we can loot the room.
Sure.
And that'll be me.
Okay. Kick down the door, pow. Bilingual. Blech.
I know you can be Dutch and French.
Yeah, well, I don't have a French card.
We do.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
You pitched it?
A long time ago.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go...
The British and French don't interact very well. On my land.
The room. And I'm going to become a Dutch explorer.
Ooh.
I've got a nose for loot. You draw a face-up treasure card as a reward after you help someone else kill a monster.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Discard a card from your hand to take one of your cards out of play and back into your hand. Ooh, cannot be used on a curse. That's pretty cool. And I'm done.
Door kicked. Oh, God. Level 20, Tiger Shark.
All right, everybody, throw your sharks in.
Tiger Shark.
Everybody's got a shark, right? Even the lawyers count as sharks.
Let's say shark.
If it says it's a shark, yeah. What is it? What's it say?
-3 against anyone with no class. Oh, so it's only level 17. Bad stuff. Snap. Lose a ship. The player to your left picks which one.
Yipe.
That's actually not that bad.
How much are you winning by?
Let's see. 31. Is my level, so I've got it by 11? 14 right now.
Oh, yeah, 14.
How does the hoarding work? Do we have to go in order?
No, you can. Just this one's anybody can throw sharks in.
Yeah.
I'll throw a shark in. This is going to be hilarious if you lose because it won't do anything. Phillips head shark.
Huh. -4 against explorers, -3 against merchants. Will not pursue anyone of level 3 or below. Reduce your level to the same as that of the lowest level player. So that's 34 to my 31. Who wants a bucket of treasure?
Yeah, but I got a what? A negative what against explorers?
It gets a -4 against explorers.
Yeah, I'll help you out for a bucket of treasure.
For one less bucket of treasure, whatever that number happens to be.
I think
bucket,
I'm safer with
bucket
that one.
Minus one.
I'm so confused with the terminology for bucket is.
I'll keep a treasure from each of them. You can have the rest.
That's fine.
Wow, that's really a bucket.
Is that a bucket?
What's the total at right now?
So now he's down to 13. So they're at 30 combined. So I beat them by myself just by having Steven stand next to me.
I've got 19 adding to this party.
Okay.
So we are at 40. Or no, 50.
Got it.
Versus their 30.
30. I'm good.
They're 31.
that's a problem.
Another shark in there.
Because now he's going to be level 9.
And I'm going to gain a level.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
Well... better throw it all in.
Level 9 shark.
Okay, so we're up by 10 still.
And wandering monster, Sir Henry Gorgon.
Oh, an undead.
More hordes.
So that's 12. We are down by 2.
I'll throw some bilge water on it. It's +3 to us, so we're up by 1.
Davy Jones soccer, +5.
Mm. +5, so we're down by 4.
You have flotsam?
No.
And go up 2 by throwing in some jetsam. So we're still down by 3.
Yeah. Oh! No! -3 against Spanish and explorers. So it gets -3 against each of us. I only read the -3 against Spanish. Like, yes, I'm Spanish. So,
So that's only
so he's only a 9.
26, 46, 56.
Nine plus 13.
Oh, yeah. There's so many negatives.
Yeah, I know.
Jeez.
One of them is playing with you two.
Oh, 10. That was actually pretty fun.
40. 49. 54. Versus our 55.
So you're winning by one?
We're winning by one.
Naval Gunnery. Double Daily Jones Soccer.
Doubles the bonuses given by all usable once-only cards on one side of that combat. We're down by five again. Or down by four again.
I've got nothing else.
I had no one use items going into this.
Way to go, Rob.
Stopped tyranny.
Stopped tyranny.
All right. Have fun rolling.
Rob.
Okay.
That's what you get for the lure of treasure, Steven.
Or any one of those die. That'd be awesome.
No, none of them are die.
So let me ask you this. Because I'm an explorer, it says discard a card from your hand to take one of your cards out of play and back into your hand. Cannot be used on a curse. So if I take my longship, does all the enhancers go with it?
No, the enhancers would get discarded.
You sure we're losing?
Yes. I don't have anything to throw in.
You get some cards back into your hand?
Yep. Because I'm sure bad stuff is losing stuff.
Reduce your level to the lowest level. Discard all items you have in play that start with an S. You discard a monster from your hand or lose a level. Lose a ship. And snake bit. If you are wearing armor, lose a level. Otherwise, lose two levels.
Okay. So I don't have to do that. The only thing I have to worry about is
my
ship.
Back?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's see if I can't get away from the Phillips head shark. I did.
I also did.
The snark. I will use my Spanish ability to lose a level instead of suffering the bad stuff.
And I lose what? A level?
Discard all items you have in play that start with S.
Nothing.
Yeah, I have like three. Nurse Shark. I must either discard a monster from my hand or lose a level.
I run away.
Yay.
Tiger Shark. Yay.
Hooray.
Oh, wait. I need my reloaded die.
On.
Rob. Wait. Never mind. I changed my mind.
Sir Henry Gorgon.
Hooray. And boo.
Are you wearing any armor?
I am.
Okay, you lose one level.
Ugh.
If you weren't wearing any, you would have lost two.
I'm suddenly in second.
Anything else?
That sucked.
That did. That could have been awesome.
That's two games in a row. Your maniacal game-ending move failed.
Would that have won?
Oh yeah.
Game?
Oh yeah. No, he would have won.
Yeah. That's why I played the baby shark and the go up a level.
Okay.
I was like, huh? I could win right here. Let's do this.
I want to see Zach win it right now. That'd be great.
No, I'm gonna
say you're probably not done still, are you?
Nope, I'm done. You can go.
Okay, look at that. Door kicked. Level 10 shark. Sea lawyer, minus 2 against British. Ha ha! And of course, he counts as a shark.
Everybody throw in your sharks. Throw in your sharks, everybody.
So
time to throw in your sharks.
He is at level 8.
Sharks,
and
anyone?
I am at 10 power butt kicking ability. So I'm winning. Yay.
By how much?
Don't mess with him.
I'm going to.
Oh.
Rigo's at 9.
All right.
Yeah.
Just to get back at Zach.
Anyone else?
Yeah.
I didn't even really.
They did. Oh, I didn't really do anything. If you had thrown in your double thingy there,
yeah,
we would have won.
Yeah, it happens.
Or the nurse shark.
Yeah, the nurse shark.
No, whatever you threw on top of the Davy Jones soccer.
So nothing. 3, 2, 1. Level 5.
Make sure you draw from this deck right here, Zach.
No. It's tricky. But I know which deck I should draw from this time.
Do you?
I had to think about it.
Please tell me it's because Steven told you wrong.
What?
Nothing.
No.
I'm level 3.
So am I.
So you can discard to either one of us.
So I'm going
to
go Arr! And go up level. Well, might as well just do this right. I'm going to learn the ropes and go up a level. And then I'm going to go on a water slide and go
what
up a level.
What the heck?
Wow.
Are one of these that has like a massive dump of go up a levels in one of these expansions?
I don't know.
Because holy crap, there's like 8 of them that we have played so far. 6 or 8 of them have been played.
Sometimes you get into that.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Consider that some of the go up a levels that have been played have been cheated out of the deck.
Yeah.
So
yeah. 6 have been played. 2 of them played twice.
Twice, right. Okay.
So 8 total. And it looks like it's about a mix between the two
sets. Decks. All right.
Yeah, it's an exact mix. 3 from the base set, 3 from the expansion.
That might
expansion.
Be all the go up a level cards there are.
There might be. All right, are you done, Zach?
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay, gonna kick down the door. Yar! Level 18, Lyopleurodon. It's undead. -4 against pirates. Ships count double against it.
Whoa.
Bad stuff loses ship. If you have no ship, you're dead.
There's a +7 on top of that.
The black spot. Usable during any combat, but only against munchkins. +2 or +7 if used to help undead.
Huh!
So, let's see. +7.
Nice card.
So it's 15.
I'm at 22. Versus it's 18, 17, 16, 15, 14.
21.
21.
Beating it by 1.
He's beating it by 1.
Whoa.
I throw a bilingual on you.
I don't think that works.
And another bilingual on you.
Oh, no. I'll cry in lots of different languages.
Oh, wait. I have something. Weapon of Mass Destruction. I believe it'll be +5 for the monster.
What's that do?
If I'm interpreting it right.
Used during any combat, +2 to either side, or +5 if used against a munchkin who has a ship, or a monster that is a ship.
Yep.
Usable once only. So, yes, that'll count as +5. So,
you're down by 4.
Down by 4.
Take your bilinguals back?
Yeah. Never know.
Oh, no. They're mine now.
Because they're so extra useful for you.
You never know. I don't think there's much I can do here. So I'm going to try and run away.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I do not. So I am dead.
Oh, really?
Oh, no. Never mind.
I lose a ship.
So I lose my cutter.
If you didn't have a ship, you were dead.
Yep.
That's a door.
Wow.
I'm going to play ship shape and take the cutter.
See, Zach pretends he didn't know how to play this game.
I've been sandbagging for the last year.
Yes, because that's a strategy.
It is. I know. So we can have that one big win. Anything else, Rodrigo?
You got that last week.
Nope. That's it.
All right. Kick open the door. Pow. And I get a ship in a bottle. Ship does not count towards your total number of ships. Note that unlike other ships, it is not big. So I have a little ship in a bottle. +2 bonus. Go loot the room. And I am done.
All right. Let's go kicking down a door. Merchant. Spivvy. High pressure negotiator. While in combat, you may change the items you're using or even trade items with another player. Translator, by discarding an accent card, you gain all of its powers until the start of your next turn. Ooh. That would have been useful in the last round.
Yeah.
Hey! I'm going to sell those off. Any item you sell for levels is worth plus 150 gold pieces if you be a merchant, so that's 550 plus 450.
Ding.
All right, yay. I am lowest level.
Yeah, but I'm not discarding anytime soon. I'll loot the room. Go.
I'm going to first point out that since I'm British, my Britiana rules the waves. Any ship gives me a plus two, extra
just,
plus two.
Did you just say Britiana?
Britannia.
Encyclopedia. Door. wandering monster.
Hey.
I'm going to loot the room.
You're going to actually loot the room and not the treasure pile?
Yep.
My turn?
Yeah, I'm done.
I'll kick down the door. Level 12, fine gray shark.
Throw in your sharks, everybody.
Plus 2 against British, minus 3 against Navy. Bad stuff, lose either your armor or your foot gear. You get to choose which. Right now, I'm at 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. And it is at 12. Because I am neither British nor Navy.
I give it Grog for plus 3.
Okay.
So that's 15.
Yeah, I've got nothing.
There's a pool shark for another 9.
Oh, look at that. I need to use my grog.
Okay.
You didn't need the grog, but
yeah, no,
you kind of
cool.
got ahead of me.
Yeah, it's okay.
So let's see. What am I? How much am I losing by here?
See.
6, I think.
9 plus 12 is 21, plus the 3 is 24, versus your 18, you said?
Yep. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18.
Yep, so you're losing by 6.
Okay. Well, let's see. Bad stuff, let the lowest level munchkin pick one of your items to take. And bad stuff, lose either your armor or your foot gear. You get to choose which. I guess I'll try to run away. I'll try to run away from the pool shark first. And I do.
Do you want to let Steven steal one of his items?
Yes.
Then use your reloaded die.
Oh. Reloaded die.
Okay.
Bad number.
What you got that's good?
I have a cutlad, which is a plus 2. I have my grime, which is a plus 1, and I have a hand usable only by pirates, and I also have flotsam,
which is a plus 2.
That's where the flotsam
yeah,
was.
Yeah. Let me have your sword.
Yeah, that's where the flotsam
was. Let me have
was.
Your sword. Thank you.
And then I'll try to run away from the fine gray shark. And I don't. So I lose either my armor or my foot gear. I get to choose which. Now here's the thing. You can wear, like the dirt says, you can wear this under other armor. If you then lose your armor, you lose only the other armor and keep the dirt. But I guess I don't have any other armor, so yeah. I lose the dirt. And that's my turn.
All right, I will kick open the door. Pow! And I find an explorer. So I will go looking for trouble against a level 8 Almighty Cod. Minus 3 against merchants. Bad stuff. Discard a card. Discard a cod. I mean, discard a card.
Jokes are funny.
Yes. You're beating it by quite a bit.
Beating it 22 to its 8.
Jeez.
Fantastic.
We're down here in like the 3 and yeah, 4. Yeah. We're like 30.
Yep.
3, 2, 1. Dead cod.
I'm at level 8. I'm like 18.
Do you even have 18?
Yeah, I do.
You've got 16, Zach. No, never mind.
Thank
Include
you.
British. Yep.
I will splice the forecastle and go up another level. So now I'm up to 5. And then, just because the way this game is going, man, I don't have anything that lets me sell for less.
For less?
Wait a minute. During my turn, except combat, you may discard any 2 treasures and draw the top treasure card. And I got a parrot.
Squawk.
It's Bibby.
And just because I'm so far behind, I'm going to discard my parrot and my wishing ring and go up another level.
Oh, man.
It's Bibby.
That parrot is hurt emotionally.
I'm sure it is.
My turn.
It's a Norwegian blue.
It is.
Awesome.
Your turn.
Probably going to poop on your boat.
Probably.
Door. Kick. Oh, God. Level 20, Davy Jones.
Oh, no.
Will not pursue anyone of level 5 or below.
Well, you're okay.
So that's fine. Wait.
You also have like a bajillion points.
3, 6, 10, 13, 17, 19, 20, 26.
You're beating it by 6?
Yes.
I will help you for one treasure.
That's all right.
Okay.
I will watch you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Deaded?
You killed Davy Jones.
Yep.
Yay.
He goes to his own locker.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Holy. Is it infinite treasure?
Of course, you know, I got rid of my wishing ring, and we have yet to hit a major curse in this thing. So
Yeah. Statistically,
there are now more curses than go up a levels in this deck.
Oh, yeah. Probably. All right. I will put in Davy Jones Lager. And Davy Jones Lucre. Unless that's pronounced differently.
Just feel the Lucre?
No. L-U-C-R-E?
Yeah, I think it's Lucre.
Do those have bonuses against Davy Jones?
One of them, the Lager, is +4 against Davy Jones.
Nice.
But he apparently still had it on him, so.
I see.
Well, it's his Lager.
Yeah. And, you got his soccer earlier.
Yeah.
And Davy Jones Lucre is use this card anytime you're in a combat on your turn. You trade it for the monster's treasure, and the monster leaves without fighting.
Interesting.
Yeah. I'm good.
Okay.
You can go, Zach.
Door kicking. Psh, Spanish. Loot the room.
Hey, you, You want a bilingual card for something?
Can't trade cards in hand. Can only trade items on the field.
Oh, okay.
Unfortunately.
Sorry. We go to the black market.
Sure.
You can, if you both were cultists, you could.
Yeah. And you played the cultist card.
Yeah.
But let's go.
I'm just going to loot the room. Did you say Orville Redenbacher?
No, I would never place a product placement in this show that way.
I want some popcorn.
Drink Ovaltine, kids. I'm done.
Done. All right, I'll kick down the door. Level 7, St. Elmo's Fire. +3 against explorers, -4 against real-life serving marines, former marines, or marine reserve. Bad stuff, flaming pans. Discard your foot gear or your armor. Let's see. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. It's at level 7. So I am beating it by 8.
Yeah. What you guys got?
I've got +2.
Steven?
If he wants some help, I've got a whole bunch of things that I can use to help him.
All right, well, I have a wandering monster.
And what did you add to that one?
A sea serpent, level 13.
I will not pursue anyone of level 2 or below, except for tasty, tasty explorers. Bad stuff, lose your ship. If he has no ship, lose whatever item the munchkin on your left chooses.
Like so, a level?
Yes.
Like 2 levels?
Like 2 levels.
So that's beating you then?
Yeah. It's
20?
Okay. Yeah.
To 15.
Yep. So I will try to run away. We'll run away from St. Elmo's Fire first. And I do.
Oh, hooray.
Yay.
Not that it mattered. And then I'll run away from the sea serpent. And I do.
Hooray.
Bummer.
We're all like, congratulations, Rodrigo. Shrub's like,
dang it. Once again, that's my turn.
All right. Kick open the door. Pow. Curse. I ran aground. Lose my ship. See what I said? See what I said there?
Man. Life is tough.
Ah, boo.
When you're a sailor.
Boo, 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 boo.
Things are rough on the Dutch.
Let me make sure that... Okay. And I will go and loot the room. God. And I'm done.
All right. I will kick down the door. But curse, Keelhaul, lose your armor.
Say what I said?
Somebody,
yep. All just by card counting, you knew we were hitting up on the curses.
So you've been card counting this whole game, Steven.
What? Never.
Right. I'm going to put my wooden leg on and use a blunderbuss.
Whoa.
And then I will loot the room. Oh, hey, look at that. Go.
Can we see it?
No.
Maybe later.
Look at it. Door.
You can look at the back of it.
Spanish. How convenient. I have another one.
No problem with Spanish?
Well, I already have one before then. loot the room. And I'm done.
I'm level 6.
Okay. Cool. I'll kick down the door.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay.
French.
So
what do you have to do to beat it?
More than one monster.
Point a gun in its direction. Make veiled threats.
God. I think I have to leave my women unattended. No, that's how you lose against the French.
It's okay. Our listenership in France isn't very high.
Oh, good.
No, but we have a lot of Canadians who listen to us. French Canadians.
What about Patrick?
He doesn't listen to the show. Don't.
No, he doesn't. Let's see. In which the
first book of treasures. Okay. I'll become a French pirate. And then I will loot the room. But I will loot the treasures.
I almost got excited. I was like, Rodrigo, make the same mistake I did.
Nope.
But he's not. He's actually just playing within the rules.
Kick open the door. Level 3 red herring. Plus 4 against explorer. So this is a level 7. If red herring and red beard are in the same combat, roll the die and give each of them that bonus.
I really wish the red herring had a... bonus against investigators, even though there are no investigators in this game.
Those are in Cthulhu?
Yeah.
Yeah.
21 against its level 3. 3, 2, 1. I'll take the treasure and go up a level.
Yay. Wait, is that the cutlass?
Yep. I've had the cutlet and the cutlass.
And I'm done. I've got the cutlass supreme.
Well.
Door. Kicked. Curse. Tidal wave. All your ships lose any enhancers they have.
Oh, no. Crow's nest gone.
Crow's nest. I paid good hat for that. I'm going to go looking for trouble and find Shortbeard.
Hey, the level 9.
Yeah. R, be the feared Canadian pirate Shortbeard. Plus 4 against British and French. At least till they get the whole Quebec thing sorted out. This is the promo card. It says, thanks to Robert Mitchell for buying a spot on a card in the Pure Speculation Festival 2010 charity auction. We'd be scuppered by your generosity, matey. And it's actually his likeness on the card.
Cool.
I beat him by a lot, though.
Yeah.
10, 11, 12, 13, 14. 18, 20, 2, 5, 6.
Beat it.
Doom. 3 treasures. 1, 2, 3. I have a barrel for armor now. And all hands on their feet. Plenty of time to give yourself 2 more hands, but you cannot wear foot gear. This is only lost if you discard it. So, get rid of my 3 years of ick. Clean my feet off to carry a musketoon. And say go, Zach.
Okay. Door. Cheat. Bam.
That's useful.
Yep.
For all the treasures you got in your hand?
Yep.
All 9 of them?
And I loot the room. This is so much fun. Who's lowest level?
I'm a level 7.
So am I.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Steven, have a card.
Thank you, Zach.
Oh,
you're so welcome.
I'm even honoring you by having difficulty picking it up.
Yeah. It's because... Yes.
I am flattered. Nothing to you.
Maybe
this
that's
game.
What happens is Zach just always happens to pick up the cards that are difficult to pick up and not a complete lack of hand-eye coordination at all.
That's a stretch.
Now I'm a bilingual Spanish Dutch.
Cool.
It's Bibby.
And I'm spent.
Okay. I want to kick down
and,
the door.
Oh, check this out. At level 8 or above, I get an extra +5 in combat.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Awesome. Okay, sorry.
Kick down the door.
That almost didn't come into play for me.
Mm-hmm.
Curse. Lose a level.
Awesome.
Whoa.
It's happening.
Oh, man.
And then I'm going to loot the room. But I'm going to loot it properly.
Unlike Zach.
I've been doing very well.
Yes, you have. Good boy, Zach.
Thank you, Steven.
And I'll become a super pirate.
Awesome.
And I will end my turn.
All right. I will kick down the door, pow, and find a curse. All your ships and enhancers that they have lose ship enhancers.
All right. Is that what it says?
I think it says water spout.
Oh, yeah. I'm done.
All right.
Be careful. I think there's a lot more curses still to come.
I'm going to kick down the door. Curse, man overboard. Discard whichever of your armor, headgear, or footgear gives you the biggest bonus. In case of ties, you decide if you have none of these, gain a level. 2. I don't have any footgear. So. I'll get rid of the barrel, I guess.
Lost your barrel.
Damn it. Naked again. And I'll loot the room.
Should be evening out on curses, Zach, so you might be okay.
I haven't hit one yet.
Go.
Okay. Not a curse. Level 2 Viking kittens.
Oh.
The kittens.
That's all right, you lost the ship anyway.
Yeah. +4 against females, +4 against pirates. So cute. Bad stuff. Viking hairballs. Lose a level. I'm at 18 to its 2. Would anyone like to screw me over?
I don't think so.
Yes.
Can you screw me over?
No.
Steven?
No.
3, 2, 1.
Shh.
Dead kittens. Level 9. Stupid kittens. Treasure.
Go up a level.
Oh, well, that went.
He did. He went from 8 to 9.
No, I know. I was saying that's a go up a level card that he can't use.
I'm
now
a level 7.
So am I.
There's got to be something you can put in your backpack.
No, there is.
The one
thinking
treasure he just drew.
Yeah.
It's just so. Yeah, man. Here's my. Put my gaff. This is really cool. It gives an extra +3 for every shark in combat.
Ooh.
Nifty.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Also wow. Would have been useful earlier.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. Oh, wait. Duh. Cheat card. Bam. Now I have a gaff with my musket. I know the rules sometimes.
I would cheat with your musket instead of the gaff.
Well, fine. There we go. Now I'm done.
Done?
Since it's big and two-handed.
Yeah.
I kicked down the door. Kick. Curse. Albatross around your neck. You are at -3 in all combats until you can get rid of this curse.
Ow.
Wow.
Loot the room.
I'll loot the room.
All proper style?
Yeah. And I will end my turn.
All right, gonna kick down the door, pow, to a level 6 lobster mobster. +3 against Navy. He's a lone shark, so he counts as a shark. is a shark, Zach. He counts as a shark.
Okay.
All right, level 6. I'm beating it. By 3, 7, 14.
I'll help you.
That's okay.
Okay. Started off.
3, 2, 1. Pow.
Wanted to be polite.
Dead lobster monster. 2 treasures.
And a lobster.
And a level. Oh, look at this. Got a pair of... let's see. Let's put that there.
You're doing so well, too.
I'm still doing okay.
Yeah. But every turn, it's just getting a little less and a little less.
There was one turn that took a couple things away. After that, it's just been like pretty much straight on. Because there was also a turn where I like got 2 monsters thrown at me, and I ran away successfully from both of them.
True.
Sell 3 treasures and go up 1 more level.
Steve.
And my turn is done.
Okay. Door kicked. Jesus. Elocution lessons. Oh, I thought he'd be saying electrocution. I like to study that. Discard your accent card. If you have 1, if you have 2 accents in play, lose 1 of them. Your choice. If you have no accent, lose a level. Well, I'm no longer Spanish. Which means I can't use my helmet. 450. 600.
Here it comes. He's going to go
1250.
Looking for trouble.
Rob's going supernova.
He's trying to get up 2 levels and then play a
monster.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's it with Dragon Ball Z? They always say some like weird number.
Oh, over 9,000.
Yeah, over 9,000.
They should have like an anime munchkin.
Yeah, that's a little surprising that they haven't actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Munchkin Foo kind of hits most of those tropes, but...
I guess so, yeah. They do, like, Munchkin Foo...
You know, they could do a Munchkin Airbender.
Oh,
they could.
That one doesn't really lend itself to the...
Yes, it does.
No, it'd be awesome.
To the comedy aspect of it.
Yeah. That the Conan lends itself to the comedy aspect all that well.
You can make it funny.
But there's so much... Yeah, it's like... I actually don't like the... Kind of don't like the Munchkin stuff that's based around specific properties.
No, I don't really either.
Because I think they're not as funny.
Yeah. Besides X-Cop.
Yeah.
X-Cop's just funny.
But I think you have to play the X-Cop one by itself.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I would just want to play Airbender Munchkin because that'd be awesome.
I think it would be.
I think just a card game based on...
Yeah, that's 2K. True. Airbender.
Level 9.
2K games.
Oh, 3 level 9s now.
I'm going to play... Am I Manowar?
I'm going to play a level half monster.
And I'm going to play a level 13 monster.
Yeah, close enough.
What is it?
It's undead. Jean Lafoute. -3 against French. Will not pursue females of level 2 or below.
How much are you beating it by?
I don't know.
Wouldn't that be funny?
Well, 7, 8, 9, 10.
No. He's going to double
14,
it.
16, 17, 18, 19, 22.
And if anybody has a wandering monster and a shark, now's the time to play it.
31?
Is it? Yep, sure, there's the double.
Yeah, 31 versus it's 13.
I'm going to play a cheat card and go to level 10 and say I win.
Nice.
That's all I got.
I'll throw some flotsam in, but that's only going to give it out.
+2. Anything?
That's why I said if somebody's got a wandering monster and play a shark on it, I could play my level 15 shark on top of that.
Yeah.
But otherwise, that is it. Man, here I thought Rodrigo was going to win this game.
So did I for a while.
I figured I had a good shot at it.
Curse. Lose level.
But
do
when
next,
I...
Do the next one.
I had a good shot.
Not a
but
curse.
No, that's the first one. That's when I flipped over.
When I didn't win immediately, the next.
Nope. Okay. I think you're done with curses.
Yep.
I would say you still had a chance for like 3 turns in a row.
Yeah.
I figured once, like, I was like, okay, if I win, if I, like, obviously in that big mess, I wasn't going to win. But then afterwards, I was like, if I don't win the next level, I bet I'm not going to.
Yeah. That is the tough part when you're so close.
Yeah.
And then the bad thing was you had so much stuff and you kept losing it.
Yeah.
Along the way, so.
I kind of didn't, though. Like, I didn't actually have that much stuff. I had a few things that gave me pretty good bonuses. Like, between, like, that major fight and the end of the game, I lost, like, two things.
Mm.
I lost my ship, and I lost, like, my stinky feet. Oh, yeah, and you stole my cutlass.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, thanks, Rob, for bringing over your giant booty for this week. It was certainly a lot of fun. I had fun playing this, and this was one that I was not really ever thrilled with playing. Yeah. Same way with Star Munchkin.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still not jazzed about this, but this was a lot more fun. This is like the third or fourth time we've played Pirates.
Yeah.
I think
we played it last time, didn't we?
Yeah, we played Cthulhu's Booty. Booty by itself.
Yeah, we played originally played Booty by itself.
Yeah.
Cthulhu Booty, and then this will be the third time.
Oh, third time? I thought we played it one other time in a combo. Didn't we do Star Munchkin plus Pirate Booty and do Space Pirates?
Not when I was here.
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
Well,
did we?
Would that have been the one that Brian was on?
Maybe.
One of the times Brian was on? How many times has Brian been on?
Once.
Twice.
Twice.
Legends.
Oh, yeah, that's right. All right, everybody. Thanks for downloading, checking it out, and listening to this installment of Munchkin Land. It went by pretty quick. This was a pretty fast game, even though it did kind of
drag on after a bit.
Yeah, with all the curses, it kind of stuck up with us. But next time, we'll see what kind of fun we will have. We're getting really close to the release of that Pathfinder game.
Woo! I think people got it at Gen Con. I think I saw pictures.
September 30th was the release date.
I thought I saw some people with their Gen Con loot.
Maybe they had it.
Maybe I was.
It might have been on final exclusively at Gen Con.
Yeah, and I'm still waiting for Mars Attacks, which has not come out yet. And I thought it was supposed to come out this summer at some point.
Yeah, this year, I think.
Yeah, so anyway. All right, everybody, send us your emails, podcast@majorspoilers.com. And remember, it's not cheating if you don't get caught.
For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.